Father David Frank here, continuing our reflections on the O Antiphons for each day from December 17th through December 23rd. O flower of Jesse's stem, you have been raised up as a sign for all peoples. Kings stand silent in your presence. The nations bow down in worship before you. Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. This antiphon refers especially to the prophecy found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11. We reflected on this prophecy yesterday as well, in reference to the antiphon, O Adonai and leader of the house of Israel, because in Isaiah 11 we hear that this leader would be a little child. Isaiah 11 also says, There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. Then, after the part about the lion and the lamb, and the little child leading them, Isaiah 11 continues, In that day the root of Jesse shall stand as an ensign to the peoples. Him shall the nations seek, and his dwellings shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time, to recover the remnant which is left of his people, from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathros, from Ethiopia, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. Here we see the source of the second part of the antiphon. You have been raised up, or literally, you stand, as a sign for all peoples. Isaiah prophesies that on that day the nations will seek out this root of Jesse. But also on that day, the Lord will again recover the remnant of his people, the few who have remained faithful to God despite having been exiled and scattered and oppressed for so long. And in the next verse, Isaiah continues to emphasize these two things, saying, He will raise an ensign for the nations, and will assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So the Lord will come and not only bring people to himself who until that time did not know him, but will also bring his people back to himself. Whether we up to this point have belonged to God or have been far from him, he comes to offer his salvation to us all, if only we would allow him. If only we would accept his law, difficult though it may be for us in our brokenness. Because his law is a law of love, a law that frees us from our slavery to our sins, the slavery of having our choices dictated to us by our brokenness, of having our misery constantly predetermined for us. But sometimes it's easier to just sit or lie down or wallow in that misery, rather than choosing to take the hand God offers, to choose over and over to reject sin and follow the banner of Christ that has been raised for us, the signal to the nations, up a narrow and difficult path that leads us out of our exile and leads us home to the mountain of God. But God offers his help, his grace, without which we cannot achieve that freedom. We need to beg God to come to us and to give us the assistance we require as we pray in today's antiphon, Come, let nothing keep you from coming to our aid. Just as we gather in the homes of our earthly families, Christmas is a time to be gathered back into the house of God and to choose to stay there and never again leave him, no matter what, from now on. This antiphon, or the Isaiah 11 prophecy, is also the basis for a German poem and Christmas carol from the 15th century, which you are familiar with in English, Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Maybe you can sing or listen to that Christmas carol today to reflect upon the beauty of Christ, the flower from the stem of Jesse. Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Jesse. There is also another poetic English translation of that same carol, which was done about the same time, or maybe a few years before, a century and a half ago, by Catherine Winkworth, called A Spotless Rose. The composer Herbert Owells, H-O-W-E-L-L-S, set it beautifully to music. Look up A Spotless Rose by Herbert Owells and read the lyrics as you listen to it and let its beauty, the beauty of the Christ child, the spotless rose of Jesse's stem, purify and prepare your soul to receive him. May the rest of your Advent be filled with God's grace. The Lord, the rose of the root of Jesse, is near.